Good morning, handsome. Oh, you look kind of surprised. Are you okay? Hey, no, don't move around so much. You can't go anywhere anyways. You're all chained up. You're chained up to my bed. Can't you feel it? Oh no, it's okay. Shh. It's okay. Just stay still, okay? I'm comfy on your arm right now. I don't want to have to move my head because you start squirming and trying to hurt me. What do you mean, what happened? You don't remember last night at all? Okay, you went on a Tinder date last night. Yeah, with me. And it went really well. We went out to, what was it called? Oh, Olive Garden. And you had a couple drinks. And I put something in your drink. It was slow absorption though. So when you drove us back to my house, you were still perfectly fine. I only half dosed it. And then I invited you inside for a drink. And then I put the other half in your drink. And while you were, starting to get a little risky, you passed out. Which is okay. I expected it to be that way. Your heart rate accelerated, and that accelerated the absorption into your bloodstream, and you just knocked right out. I had to drag you back to the bed and chain you. Oh no, you were still in the living room. I couldn't convince you to come to the bedroom in time, I guess. You were kind of excited. Is this the first time you've been with a woman? Oh, no, don't get embarrassed. I just assumed. Okay, yeah, you don't have to answer that. I'm sorry. So anyway, yeah, and we cuddled up for the night, and here you are, finally awake. It's only 1 in the afternoon, so I guess the drugs didn't last as long as I thought they would. I didn't expect you for at least another 5 hours. Do you get drugged often? I'm joking, it's a joke. Why did I? Oh, well, it's kind of a long story. Are you ready for a long story? I mean, all we have is time now, so yeah, I guess you don't have anything better to do, right? Well, I took you because I didn't really want you to be out in the world anymore. There are so many nasty people, from the people that you work with at your job to your less than nice friends, who never treat you as good as you treat them. Your family, who doesn't appreciate you. I just couldn't take it anymore. Well, I guess that's kind of late in our story. Let me go back a little bit. I met you while you were grocery shopping. We were both reaching out to grab the same box of ramen, and you let me take it. We had a small conversation, and then you moved on. I don't think you realized that that day was a particularly bad day for me. I had just come back from the psych ward, and my family refused to pick me up, so I had to walk like 9 miles back to my apartment. I was exhausted and tired and deeply hurt. Why was I in the psych ward? Well, I guess since we're spending the rest of our lives together, you might as well know. But I don't normally tell anyone. I have a condition. It is a very unfortunate condition. It's the abbreviation is OLD. It stands for Obsessive Love Disorder. My ex kind of exacerbated that condition. He found it funny. He did not find it funny when I found out that he had been cheating on me that whole time. And he didn't find it funny when I stabbed him 56 times. He survived. I mean, I didn't aim for deadly places. I just wanted to make him hurt. And he did hurt. But instead of going to jail, the judge thought that I could be rehabilitated. And so they sent me there. And it didn't work, as I'm sure you can tell. Anyway, you were nice to me, and it was the first time in a long time that anyone had been nice to me, ever. My ex was a violent man. So I started following you around, and I realized that overall, you're just a very kind and decent person, and I realized that you were also being mistreated by everyone in your world, kind of like me, but you are way less deserving of that type of treatment. And that made me upset. I don't know when exactly I fell in love with you, but I can tell you that I knew for sure that the therapy didn't work when I was inside of your house and sniffing your bedsheets. And I didn't know at the time whether or not I could do anything to stop myself, so I figured, why not be proactive and just take you? So I checked your phone and saw that you had Tinder. I made my own profile and I matched us. Oh, I had access to your phone while you were asleep, of course. Don't be silly. I couldn't have done all of this if you were awake. Anyway, I messaged you and we started chatting. And we went on a date. And that brings us pretty much up to date. I'm not planning on doing anything harsh with you. You don't have to worry. I would never hurt you. Do you remember on our date when you asked me where I see myself in 5 years? Let me answer that truthfully this time. I see myself with you. In 5 years, I see myself having a higher paying job than I do now. Which, money isn't an issue for me right now. But I want to get promoted in my job. You don't have to ask what my job is. In fact, it would be better if you didn't. As you can imagine, someone with my background, it's difficult to get hired at credible places now. Let's say I work in waste management. Yeah. And don't ask me more questions about that, okay? For my safety and for yours. Let's just say, I got the drugs that I gave you for my job. Okay? Okay. Anyway, I see myself being promoted and being paid more so that you can stay at home. Be a house husband. Of course, I wouldn't expect you to do any work at home. I don't want you having to do anything. I just want to pamper you and love you. Anyway, I see us living in a bigger house. Maybe one that's yellow or like a light green with a giant oak door and a white picket fence. I see us having many kids, hopefully 8 or 9 at least, and we can get a couple dogs for the kids, maybe 2 or 3, so that the kids don't really have to fight over the dogs. Maybe we'll get Dobermans. Some kind of big, scary dog to keep people away. Maybe a Saint Bernard and we can name it Cujo. That'd be cute. And if we could train those dogs to keep people away. I don't want anyone coming near our family. Especially coming near you. When I think of the future, I just can't wait. I mean, it's what you want too, right? You want me to? I could tell by the way you were looking at me last night and the way you were touching me. You want me to. I'm just unzipping your pants. Don't worry about it. Huh? Why do you want to wait? I can tell just by touching you very lightly that Your dick doesn't want to wait? Right? You want me. And I want you. Oh, don't call me crazy. You know deep down that I'm not crazy. I just have a vision, and I'd like to work towards it with you. I'm gonna take off your underwear now, okay? But I want you to say that you want this. I want you to be excited and enthusiastic at making your first child. Right? So, I want to suck it, but I want you to ask me to. Come on, baby. You know that you really want this. I can tell you've been waiting. Just give in. There we go. For something as little as this. I think you're ready, right? Tell me. Ask. Ask for me to fuck you. What was that? You need to speak a little louder. Louder. Come on, baby. Beg. You're so cute. How you're all tied down like this. You really can't control what I do to you, can you? Okay. Just stay still, okay? Ouch. No, baby, don't. Don't move yet, okay? I need you to wait. Can you wait and be a good boy for me? Please? Thank you. Okay. No, I'm okay. A little bit painful. I've never had anything so big before. I'm sorry. Okay. Alright, I think I can start moving now. Would you like that? Yes, what? Yes, please. Good job on using your manners. Okay. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh my God. my God. I can feel you all the way. You're hitting my cervix. Oh my God. And you've never done this before. Well, I feel lucky. Of course, if you have, I'd have to kill her. So you're being truthful with me, right? You're a virgin? Okay. Good. Alright, I'm gonna keep going, okay? You want me to unchain you? I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't know if I trust you like that yet. Okay. Fine. Let me just lean over and get the key. Here. You have to promise me something. Okay, I don't want to have to hurt you. Please promise that you won't fuck me. I mean, I want you to fuck me, but don't fuck me over. Okay? Look into my eyes. I trust you. I trust you. I'll lean over and do your feet first. Okay. And your other foot. You're not attacking me, so that's a good sign, right? I'll do your hand. Okay. And your other hand. Promise me again that you're not gonna fuck me over. Okay. You're free. Oh my God. Pug. Wow. You're eager. Whoa. What are you doing? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, you feel so much better in missionary. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Me of your own free will. God. Look into my eyes. Oh, I love you. You love me too? Oh my God. Oh my God. You're the best. I can't wait to spend eternity with you, my love. Promise me you won't leave me. Good boy. Oh, thank you. Oh my God. Oh. Yeah, grind it deep in me, baby. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh, I think I'm gonna come. Oh my God. I think I'm gonna come. Fuck. Oh. You're gonna come too? Oh, babe, let's come at the same time. Please. Fuck. God. What, babe? Are you tired so soon? The way you rolled off of me. You look exhausted. Can I cuddle up to you? Thanks. Your heart's beating so fast. It's cute. So, you know, I have pretty much everything planned for our future. But, there's still one thing I don't have figured out yet. And I was hoping you could help me. Could you do that for me, handsome? Okay. So I guess the only thing I don't have figured out is, what are we gonna name the baby?